The president, 2 weeks away from the election, going after the scientific community and Dr. Anthony Fauci in particular. And we wanted to talk about that interaction and what it does to the credibility of the scientific community. Former Obama White House health policy advisor is Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel. He's also the author of Which Country Has the World's Best Healthcare? Dr. Emanuel, good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
So the president has been attacking Dr. Anthony Fauci. We know that's nothing new. And Dr. Fauci has been pretty quiet about it. Yesterday, though, Dr. Fauci said, well, it's like in The Godfather, strictly business, nothing personal, which was said in The Godfather usually right before somebody got whacked. So what is the deal between the issues between these two gentlemen?
Well, I think it's the president is upset that Tony Fauci is speaking the truth, speaking as a scientist, and not spouting the political rhetoric and the president's, happy talk about we've turned the corner when all we've turned the corner on is 220,000 deaths. And I think that's a problem. I think psychologically, if you ask me psychologically, the president has problems with people who are what he aspires to but can never get. So John McCain, a war hero, a genuine hero, amazing guy during his Vietnam imprisonment, the president, a draft dodger. John McCain drove him nuts because McCain was everything he wasn't in that regard. And I think the same is true with Tony. Tony Fauci is a man of integrity, someone the country trusts, someone people look to for the definitive answer. And the president is, we've got tens of thousands of lies that he's uttered. No one trusts anything that he says. His supporters make excuses like he's brash or whatever. But Tony Fauci's just the opposite. Everything he says, people trust.
And that is certainly true for the public. And the Obama White House health policy advisor, Dr. Emanuel, what do you think of Dr. Fauci?
As I said, he's a man of integrity. He tells you what he knows. And when he doesn't know something or the data is uncertain or you can't know for sure, given the timeline, he tells you that. And, that's someone you definitely trust. I think he was on 60 Minutes Sunday.
Yeah.
And he said, we can't know this for sure. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay. You trust someone who's willing to say, I don't know the answer to that. No one knows the answer to that. And I think, when you think of Tony Fauci, what do you think? You think of authoritative, you think of integrity, you think of rectitude, you think someone who you can trust. Those four adjectives are critical, and they're not adjectives you use with the president.
Now, I would imagine the conversation would have been a little different, Dr. Emanuel, but did you ever butt heads with President Obama over a medical issue?
I mean, you made recommendations and he didn't necessarily agree with them about what the right policy is. But, that's a policy judgment. That's like which way we go. When it was facts, he wanted the facts. He didn't want a varnish to his opinion. He wanted to make a good judgment, and good judgment depends upon good facts.
Very, very true. And it must you must be watching with great interest what is happening with Obamacare and the efforts to overturn parts of it at a time, including some questions that are sitting in front of the Supreme Court right now. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would emphasize what is being decided at the Supreme Court the week after Labor Day, when the arguments are being made, the judgment won't be till much later next year, is the question of whether the whole act becomes null and void because the mandate penalty has been reduced to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most legal scholars, including, by the way, the lawyers who argued against Obamacare in the first set of Supreme Court decisions, think there is no basis for this case, that it is legally unsound. It has gotten to the Supreme Court because of very conservative Republican justices who happen to be selected to rule on it. Now, The mandate penalty has been zero for a long time now because of the tax reform law, and the whole healthcare system, the whole Affordable Care Act, the exchanges have not collapsed. So the idea that you take the mandate to zero and everything's going to collapse is just factually false. And there's no grounds for making the whole law, you know, null and void just because the mandate has gone to zero. I think that is just a nonsensical argument, both, you know, from a legal standpoint, but also empirically from the way the healthcare system is responding. And by the way, every person who's listening has benefited somehow from the law. You've got a preventative test, you've got an immunization or a colonoscopy or a mammogram or a pap smear, you paid no copay, no deductible, that's in the law, right? Someone who's age 21 to 26 on their parents' health insurance, that's because of the law. There's no lifetime or annual limit on your insurance. So if you need some super expensive treatment, you're protected. That's in the law. Everyone is threatened by something if this if the Supreme Court overturns the ACA.
Appreciate your thoughts on Obamacare, Dr. Emanuel, and also your thoughts on the rift between the president and his top infectious disease expert. Thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you. Take care.
Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who was former President Obama's White House health policy advisor.